the news. Today is the 20th anniversary of the sinking of the Kursk. A painful experience that was truly shocking. But today is a different experience. After a ceremonial procession by military commanders, the Russian army was outwitted by Ukrainians who staged a surprise attack that had all the elements of a successful deception operation. The Ukrainian defenders broke through the ranks of the Russian occupation forces. The occupation forces surrendered to the Ukrainian fighters. Drones were used to instruct the surrender. Ukraine's relentless push into Russian territory, especially in the Kursk region, has forced Moscow to take extreme measures. Ukrainian forces have made significant inroads into the Kursk region, causing significant stress in the Russian military. Ukrainian forces managed to penetrate Russian positions for more than 30 kilometers, creating significant chaos among Russian troops. This chaos led to mixed responses from Russian units. Some units offered staunch resistance. Others chose to retreat or surrender, including crews operating the advanced T-80 BWM tanks. Russia has lost at least 156 T-80 BWM tanks. The Russian army has reportedly begun withdrawing convoys, suffering heavy losses in terms of equipment and personnel. At least 16,000 people have been evacuated. Russian territory has not been occupied since 1941.